This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Football Friday, the Friday morning good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. The crew is here, getting ready to hand out some plays. Double D. Here we go. Coming up on the show, we're each going to hand out our favorite three plays of the week in a segment we like to call Pick Six. Denton is back. He got his coffee from the break room. Made a la Roger, ready to go. I don't know if you saw this. I know we've already talked about college football, but I absolutely love this story. So the Idaho Vandals are having their home opener this week against St. Thomas, which I think is a school from Minnesota. But to celebrate this, college football uniforms can be great sometimes. The Idaho Vandals, and we know Idaho is known for their famous Idaho potatoes, right? On the side of their helmets, they're wearing special jerseys and helmets. And the side of the Idaho helmets will say, Fightin' Taters. And even better, Big Spud. Have you heard of Big Spud? I had not. It's the Big Idaho Potato Truck will also be there. It's like, imagine the Wienermobile, but for potatoes. It's 70 feet long. It's massive. And they have a huge potato on the back. The tater weight is 4 tons. Everyone always asks, I can't believe I researched this, is that potato real? It's not. It's not. In fact, on the website, it says it would take 7,000 years to grow a tater this big. It would serve 20,217 servings of mashed potatoes. But the Fightin' Taters, looking for a dub this weekend. This is one of the great things about college football.
Ah, yes. This and, like, the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Like, the Pop-Tarts, I think, are, like, the number one food of college football right now. Potatoes, of course, with their history with Idaho. That's there in the power rankings. Trying to think of some more. Maybe, like, the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Oh. And mayo, if you count that as, like, a food. It's got a lot of nonsense in it. I'm not a huge mayo person. I feel like mayo is very divisive. You either love it or you hate it, and I'm team hate.
I love mayo. Now, I'll put mayonnaise on a lot of things. I will also say at the same time, like, the worst celebration in college football might be having a big bucket of mayo poured all over you if you win. Like, I love mayonnaise, but I'm not going to be like, amazing. Like, don't pour a condiment on me, please. Don't pour any condiment. At all.
It's never great when the celebration for winning a bowl game is the same thing as what you do to kids with lice. Like, don't you do that to kids with lice?
Oh, God, I forgot about
that. You put mayo in their hair?
Oh, that's old school. You know what? Do we have any pharmaceuticals available? We do, but if you'll just grab some Hellman's or some Duke's and just wipe it on there, we'll be fine. By the way,
I'm pretty sure that's the premier treatment, is it not?
It is?
I've never heard of any, like, medication. It's always like, hey, just put mayonnaise in your hair.
They have
like,
to be.
Maybe we've made advancements, because I have not been delving into, like, lice lately.
I think there's specialized shampoo.
There has to be.
As my days as a camp counselor told me, because we constantly had lice outbreaks at summer camp. There were shampoos. Fine. There's also a very nice medical device, not so much for women,
okay,
but for men, called clippers.
Ah.
Lice are gone.
Ah.
Cut all the hair off.
I was like, there's got to be some besides mayonnaise. It's like, hey, I'm not feeling well. I got the flu. Well, it's a bloodletting for you then, sir. It's like, you don't have anything a little more recent than that, please? Nah, we'll just bleed you out and get it all out of you. Like, okay. Doesn't sound good.
Well, it's probably just because a lot of people have mayo on hand. Like, a lot of people probably already have this at their house. So, yeah. Like, if you have lice, you want to get rid of it ASAP. So, a lot of people probably just do it for that reason.
No, that's true. Also, I have to say, it's true. When I worked in Idaho and I drove there from Texas with my stepfather, and we were in Idaho and we were hungry and we're driving on some random road, and there was a random side of the road cafe, and I was like, Idaho potatoes, huh? So we went inside, saw a hole in the wall, and we ordered French fries and burger, whatever. And I will say, the best damn French fries I've ever had in my life. I was like, I don't believe it. These potatoes are the real deal. So, fighting taters this weekend. Hopefully, no mayonnaise needed for anything. Well, we got that out of the way. So, now it's time to fire up our favorite plays of the weekend.
Pick six.
Pick six. Chelsea, you have the floor. What do you have?
Yeah. All right. So, let's start in the NFL. We'll all be taking the Steelers on the money line over the Jets. I think this is going to be a low-scoring affair, so I'm just going to play it safe with the money line here. But we have seen the Steelers be good in season openers. Mike Tomlin, 11-6-1 in season openers, I believe. And then you look at the Jets, who are breaking in a new head coach, and they just lost their best offensive lineman in Elijah Vera Tucker. I don't think that bodes well going against this defensive line of the Steelers. If you can be, you know, two-dimensional, maybe you have a chance against the Steelers defense, but when it's Justin Fields who's going to be running wild and maybe not being that effective at throwing the ball, I think I'm going to lean on the Steelers here. And plus, if it's a close game, I know this is very in the weeds, but mm-hmm. I was looking at the kickers. And the best kicker in this matchup is first-team All-Pro Chris Boswell of the Steelers, who was angling for a new deal during training camp, and for good reason. He was really good last year. Meanwhile, for the Jets, they've got Greg the Leg of Zuerlein, who has had some great seasons in the NFL, but last year was not one of them. Only a 1 of 4 from 40 to 49, and only 4 of 6 from 30 to 39 yards. So if it comes down to a field goal, I will be trusting the Steelers, and I'll be trusting the more veteran head coach. Let's go Steelers on the money line.
All right. I think I'm going to be on the opposite side here. I'm not going to bet it, but I kind of like the Jets if you can get a 3. If you look around, you can get the Jets in some places. I just kind of think that maybe the Steelers are a touch overvalued in this spot because of Aaron Rodgers, but the Jets' defense is really good. Regardless, Chelsea, good luck to you. 1 Eastern kickoff on Sunday at MetLife Stadium.
Pick six.
Pick six. It's starting to college ranks. How about this? Navy. -21. Hosting UAB. I'm going to give Double D some credit here, because before the season, he was saying, watch out for Navy. Watch out for Navy. They get everyone back. They have Blake Horvath at quarterback. Watch out for that new age, that newfangled triple option they've been running forever. They've added some ring.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Uncles, Navy went 10-3 last season. They're coming off a 52-7 donkey stomping of VMI last week. I just don't believe in the Blazers. They might score a little bit because Navy does have some weakness on the offensive line, and maybe because of that, the Blazers can have a back-and-forth game. They do have some offense. But ultimately, this is a UAB team. By the way, coached by Trent Dilfer, former NFL quarterback. I don't know if that helps or hurts. But this is a Blazers team that played Alabama State last week, and they gave up 514 yards to the Hornets. What do you think Navy is going to do? Double D was right. This team, this midshipman team, has an outside chance, actually a pretty decent chance, of making the college football playoff. I think they make a statement tomorrow in Annapolis. It was sitting at 21-0. We've seen a touch of money coming on UAB. Fine with me. Give me the midshipman minus 21.
Ah, minus 21. All right. The college slate, not as great this week, but still some games to bet on if you want to watch that one. 3:30 Eastern kick on Saturday in Annapolis.
Pick six. Pick six.
All right, back to the NFL we go, and let's go to the NFC North. I'm going to be taking the Packers at home, laying two against the Lions. In this one, I think the loss of both their coordinators for Detroit is going to be a big difference maker in this one, at least early on in the season. And plus, the Packers have been an outstanding at home in season openers. In fact, they have won 12 straight home openers. So they are very good at starting the season on a hot note. Also, this is less about Micah Parsons and more about the team in general. I just think the Packers at home here have the edge with Jordan Love. And again, the Lions having to work through some things now that they lost Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. So I think in this battle of two NFC North juggernauts, I'm going to go with the Packers here laying two. Maybe it's a close game down the stretch, but I'm going to trust the team that's been great in season home openers.
It's going to be a great game. Lions and Packers, 4:25 in the East at Lambeau Field.
Pick six. Pick six.
Am I really betting on the Jacksonville Jaguars? Yes. Yes, I am. I don't think anyone on this show but me likes this pick. That's okay. I'm going with it. Jags, minus three at minus 125, hosting the Panthers. Do I expect the Panthers to be improved this season? Yeah, I'm rooting for Bryce Young. Now he's 3 feet tall, very short, but he was very good at the end of last season. Hope he comes along. Hope he becomes that franchise quarterback that Carolina wants him to be. At the same time, I think this is going to be a huge step up for Trevor Lawrence in that Jacksonville offense. I think Liam Cohen makes a huge difference. We saw what he did with Baker Mayfield down in Tampa. And the Jags also are poised to have another playmaker. When you talk about Travis Hunter, drafting him, he's going to play on both sides of the ball, but they have been working him into the offense. And let's not forget about Brian Thomas Jr., who had a remarkable season last year. Kind of got, for some reason, I don't know if it's Malik Nabers or some of the other rookies that stood out, but don't forget that BTJ can absolutely play, and so Lawrence has more weapons than you might think on that Jacksonville offense. I think it's going to be enough with Jacksonville playing at home to get the dub here, or at least cover the three. Worst case, maybe you get a push here, but I'm going to go Jacksonville minus three, taking on Carolina.
Duval. Where's that hotkey? All right, so this one is not high on my watchability rankings, but if you do want to watch it, it's a 1 Eastern kick on Sunday in Jacksonville.
Pick six. Pick six.
All right, how about a total to add to the card in the NFL? I'm going to go Texans-Rams under 43.5. And this is based on the fact that I think both these offensive lines are going to struggle to protect their quarterbacks. We saw this last year with the Texans. C.J. Stroud was sacked the second most of any quarterback in the NFL. Then you look at Matt Stafford, who feels like he is, been taped together with scotch tape and maybe a little Gorilla Glue. He is dealing with all sorts of back issues. He is getting epidurals. And when you see that, you're going to take advantage of that. And you're going to really, put the pressure on him knowing that he is not 100% healthy. And then for C.J. Stroud, who's already behind a makeshift offensive line, He has to go against Jared Verse, who is the reigning rookie defensive player of the year. This Rams pass rush, I feel like, is better than people expected last year. They're very young. They are very hungry. So I think that we get a steady diet of third downs that are not completed and a bunch of punts in this one. So under 43.5 is the play between the Texans and the Rams.
Chelsea, I like that quite a bit. I'm curious about Matthew Stafford as well. Like, is he going to be okay? Because it's one thing to be banged up, which he has been for the majority of his career. But I feel like even for him, he's received a lot more treatment than we normally see. And we haven't played a game yet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like, I think he's one of the toughest guys in the NFL. But again, like, it's just going to be tough, especially the first game of the season. And he's not getting any younger.
No, he's not. This could be, there's a lot of speculation too. This could be it for him in the NFL. I hope he's healthy. Want to see him go out on a right note. It is a 4:25 kickoff in the East at SoFi Stadium.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Oh, man. Am I betting on some garbage teams or what this weekend? Browns plus 5.5 at the Bengals. Look, this is a divisional showdown. So you get a divisional dog, and I think Cleveland is the play here. Look, you've got Joe Flacco at quarterback, right? And that doesn't inspire a lot of confidence, doesn't turn a lot of heads. You can talk about Shadur and Dylan Gabriel all you want. But ultimately, you have the Browns, who know the Bengals very well, and I'm not quite sure how much I believe in the Bengals' defense. Joe Flacco is going to get his, but also he's going to be harassed. We saw that during the preseason when the Browns decided, okay, let's play our starters and let's try and get rid of these slow starts, which we've experienced in previous years. And, I mean, the Commanders treated him like a rag doll in their preseason game. I think Myles Garrett is going to get after Joe Flacco, put some pressure on him. And then conversely, like I was saying, the Bengals defense, how good is it? It wasn't good last year with Trey Hendrickson. And yeah, he's back, but I don't think it really makes a difference. And they've made some moves in the draft to try and address that. But I think it's going to take a few games at least to see any sort of improvement. So until I see it, I think in a divisional game, you go with a team getting this many points. It's kind of like how I felt about the Eagles and the Cowboys. And certainly the Cowboys are better than the Browns. But in this division, I will gladly take the Browns 5.5 taking on the Bengals.
Well, especially since Joe Burrow is famously bad against the Browns.
Yeah.
He's 3-5,
yeah,
straight up.
Point.
And that's not even talking about the points. And think about these Browns teams over the last few years where this record was compiled. These were not good teams. So mm-hmm. You can look at the Bengals and say, oh, this is a better team. But 5.5 is a lot of points. And we will see if the Bengals can finally be good in a season opener, because we know it's not been the case.
No, it is not. Game in Cleveland on Sunday at 1:00. Man, look at this. How good does it feel to have pick six back in the rundown? We've done college, we've done the NFL, and yet we're not done because we still have our favorite plays on the card coming up for you. We'll talk to the Donkster. We'll find out what's coming up next on Bet Sweats. We're going to finish strong here in the show. It is the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Stay right there. We're coming back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.